Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophet is the word of God, episode 176. 176. And let's go for our golden scriptures. Hebrews 4:24. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then we box it up with James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And by this time, you should add with me, you should say it with me, I will not walk in self-delusion. Self-delusion is the most painful part. Why should you deceive your own selves? Why shouldn't you deceive others? Why should it be you deceiving your own? It's a pitiful thing. So that is not your life. I am saying it over you. You are a doer of the word. So we began to talk about Matthew 6 from verse 25 to 34. Why were we doing that? We were looking at when you think about something. I kept saying that when you keep thinking about something, you establish the thing, and before you know it, your mouth is saying it. Sometimes it's not intentional that you want to say the thing, but as you think and you think and you think and you think, your mouth will say what you think. When you think and you think and you think, your mouth will say what you think. It is just like that. Listen, there is a connection God has made. There is a connection God has made between thoughts, imaginations, what you think, and your lips, what it says. There is something about hearing something, thinking about it, and saying there is a connection. We might not know everything about it, but there is certainly a connection. And that's when we went to Matthew 6 from verse 25. He said that don't take the thoughts. So don't keep thinking about that thing. And a lot of us are thinking about what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what we'll wear. So these are the things that are common with everybody. People think about what they will eat, what they will drink, what they wear. He says, don't be part of that. And then he goes on to say, do not think and then say it. So do not think. And that was what I did in the previous episodes, talking about don't take any thought saying. Don't take it. Don't do that. Don't be anxious. Don't think and think and think and say it. Okay, so when you say it, what do? You added fuel to the fire and it burns. You set yourself ablaze. But I don't see you doing that. And I said what? Rather, think on the word. Think on the word. And that will help you in what you say. Because when you think on the word, you end up saying the word. And that's what the Bible says. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you think deep inside, what you think, what is, what? Now, you can even look at your life and say, what is my main dominant thought? And you'll be amazed. Somebody's main dominant thought is death. Somebody's main dominant thought is sickness. Somebody's main dominant thought is debt. You'll be D-E-B-T. The person is thinking about money. Somebody's main dominant thought is marriage. So when will I marry? Listen, whatever it's pinching you today, when I say pinching you, whatever is the main agenda. When you look at your life, the main thing that you wish could be done in your life, the main thing could be what has you have been thinking, you have been taking thoughts on, thinking through, and that thing has eaten you up. Rather, listen, find a scripture about that thing. Find what God says about that thing. This is the solution, my dear. I say, this is the solution. If only you listen to what I'm saying. What am I saying? I'm saying that whatever it is, if it is money, if it is your monthly salary is not able to take you through and you are, it has made you anxious, it has made you unhappy, or a relationship is biting, whatever is the main thing, look for the scriptures concerning that. Listen, I won't even say scripture. You just look for one scripture. Begin with one. Look for the scripture. What is God saying about my situation? What is God saying? And when you find that thing, now begin to think about that. Let that thing dominate your thoughts. Because we read it from New Living Translation. It said that this is what dominates the thoughts of unbelievers. And it should not dominate your thoughts. The word Christ should dominate your thought as a born-again believer. And if you're able to do that, now as it dominates your thought, then you will find out that you'll be saying it. If you let it dominate you enough. And in fact, how do you even let the scripture dominate your thought? By saying the scripture. Because when you say, keep saying it, when you keep saying it, so you're thinking, there are things happening in your family you don't understand. You don't begin to think about all the witches and wizards and worry yourself. No, go to James 5:12, where it talks about that God frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Go to Job 5, pick it up, and begin to think about that and begin to say it with your mouth. That is the way. That is the way to walk in victory. You're so blessed. I see you walking in the victory of the word. You are allowing the word to dominate your thoughts and you are saying the word. You're so blessed. Bye.